Jamaica is moving to secure partnerships with members of its diaspora in a number of areas, among them health tourism, legal services, special economic zones, and business process outsourcing. President of Jamaica's Trade Facilitation Agency, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, recently discussed with Ian Boyne the steps being taken to create the ideal environment to attract business interests to Jamaica. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
So there's a huge interest in this area. Yes. We just need to capitalize on it. I need more people in the foreign market to work on this.
Yes, yeah. Because studies have been done for a long time to show the tremendous potential of Jamaica as a location for medical tourism.
Absolutely. And our neighbors are doing very well with it. Thank you very much. I mean, Dominican Republic, Colombia, Mexico, Costa Rica, where I was a couple of weeks ago, they have done extremely well. We're late to the party, but we have to do it bigger and better.
Yes. You know, we spoke also when the last time we chatted here about the potential in terms of the provision of legal services.
Yes.
I don't know what has happened since, whether we want to talk a little bit more about that in terms of investment.
We have one lady who is actually, she has the Law College of the Americas in New Kingston, and she is doing some legal process outsourcing. So we actually have a plan to go and talk to the Bar Association as well. We haven't gotten around to it yet, but we will, because that is a natural. I mean, we have one big BPO operation here owned by a Jamaican who is doing real, really successful work. He's up to about 1,000 people.
Whoa. And I know that JAMPRO is particularly interested in Jamaica's moving up the value chain in BPO.
Critical. And you heard Odetta Rockhead-Card talking about the need to move up that value chain, because otherwise the low-end jobs will be replaced by robots. And that's the critical, critical element.
Yes.
So what we are working on now is some really exciting new projects which are going to do things like data analytics. So that's going to require a higher level of skill. So what we really need is to show our young people that outsourcing is not just about answering the phone.
Absolutely.
Because
like call centers.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
It's actually about customer service, legal, HR, finance and accounting, and you have to have skills. So
absolutely.
I keep saying you have to have the skills. So we need our young people to upskill.
Good. And the special economic zones also provide a significant area of potential growth. Certainly our move into a more logistics-centered economy opens up a lot of opportunities.
Well, I'm dying for these SEC regulations to be out, I'll be honest. But they are about to be published. So certainly in the next month, we should see them published. And then all those people that we have now waiting in the wings with their investments will now know what regulations they're going to operate under, and they'll be ready to start their operations.
Good. Finally, Diane, how is Jamaica looking in terms of its investment profile and its whole attraction of investment since 2017?
Well, you just saw in my presentation that we were named number one for business friendliness in the Latin American and Caribbean
that's
region,
big.
Which I think is pretty big.
Big.
And for connectivity, we were in the top 10.
Yeah.
So these are critical
indices.
Accolades that,
yes.
and indices that we are gaining. So I think we are really in a very good place. I mean, the macro indicators are good. The interest that we're getting from investors is extraordinary. I mean, even on the medical tourism, we have two other projects now that are not yet ready to be spoken about, but we're working hard on them, and these are going to be really transforming the landscape in Jamaica. So watch this space.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards.
Them be 65, a salute to the farmers.
Farmers.
And I'm going to say them be show round bigger and better, enough exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I'm going to say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're round here. Adults 1,000, children 400, them be show 2017. Remember, you know, and them be show round August 5 to 7, make sure no roll on. Remember, grow what we eat what we grow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.